Hello, I'm Tim Peters, and Elaine Smith is with me to read the second part of this week's Chatterbox. Here is Elaine to start us off with a full information desk.
Thank you to Doreen Philcox for the unused stamps. They will certainly come in very useful, and we are glad to know that you enjoy Chatterbox very much. We send our used stamps to Vision Norfolk, where they are sold, although at the moment they get very little for them, but every little helps. And on that note, thank you, Mrs. J. Bloomfield, for the used stamps. We are so glad, Joe Helgeson, that you enjoyed Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong on Just Talk. Helen Moffat was another listener who is in total agreement with you. Helen has the first album they recorded together, but would now like to get the second one. She asks if anybody has any advice where to find one, but she does not have internet access, which obviously makes it more difficult. She is going to try the Norwich Record Shops first, so we hope you have success, Helen. Thank you for your note, Liz Davis, and how you know what goes on behind the scenes at Chatterbox. We are glad you enjoyed the item, and also that you enjoy Just Talk, even though the quiz defeats you sometimes.
Now we have the forthcoming events from Vision Norfolk, held at the Bradbury Activity Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR33DZ. For further information or to book an event, contact Mark or Helen on 01603 573 000, extension 341, or email mark.smith@visionnorfolk.org.uk.
A reminder of the Garden Eyes Autumn Workshop on Friday the 22nd of September 2023. From 10:30 to 3:30 p.m, where there are still places available. Come and join us for some fun planting of autumn and winter bulbs and plants. Swap ideas with other gardeners and take part in a gardening quiz. The workshop is open to all vision impaired gardeners and is funded by a grant from the Norfolk Community Foundation. Bring a packed lunch, with tea and coffee being provided, and donations are welcome. We are keen to hear your ideas and suggestions for next year's Garden Eyes programme. Please book by Monday the 11th of September by contacting Helen or Mark.
There are still spaces if you'd like to visit the University of East Anglia Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts on Wednesday the 13th of September. The minibus will leave the Bradbury Activity Centre at 10:30 a.m. and return by approximately 2:30 p.m. Lunch is available to buy in the Modern Life Cafe and donations are welcome. Join us for an audio-described talk about the living area displays, including the Sainsbury's collection. Works from different periods and cultures are juxtaposed, including recognised masterpieces from European 20th century art. Artists such as Pablo Picasso, Francis Bacon, and Henry Moore are displayed alongside major holdings of art from Oceania, Africa, the Americas, Asia, the ancient Mediterranean and classical cultures of Egypt, Greece and Rome, and medieval Europe. To book, contact Helen or Mark.
A reminder of Share Your Thoughts. Do you have experience of living with sight loss and enjoy reading and accessing libraries? In partnership with the Reading Agency, Vision Norfolk are looking for people to help them develop their Reading Friends programme to support visually impaired people. What's involved? There are four informal group sessions, of which two have taken place. Refreshments are provided and travel expenses paid. The next sessions are the 20th of September and the 18th of October at the Bradbury Activity Centre from 1:30 to 3 p.m. For more information, call Helen or Mark.
Temporary traffic management for improvements to the Heartsease roundabout area, Norwich, including temporary road closures on Harvey Lane, Plumstead Road East and Margaston Avenue. Work will start on or soon after Monday the 11th of September at the Heartsease Five Ways roundabout to improve the safety of the area for those walking, cycling and using wheelchairs or pushchairs. The existing roundabout has a poor safety record and there are no designated crossing facilities. Up-to-date information about roadworks in Norfolk is available on the County Council website at www.norfolk.gov.uk/roadworks.
If you are visually impaired and looking for a relaxing, friendly activity, come and join our bowls club, the Norwich Handicapped Bowls Club. We play every Wednesday at County Arts Bowls Club from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m, followed by tea and biscuits and the chance to socialise. Come along and give it a try. You'll enjoy it and we can even teach you. For further details, contact Brian Deakins on 01603 748 610 or Robert Slack on 01603 488 712. We look forward to hearing from you.
The Norwich Macula Group. Meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Centre. There's often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in the treatment of macula. Refreshments are available. For further information, please telephone Marie Tyree on 01603 624 405. And the next meeting will be on Friday, the 8th of September.
The Broadland Blind and Visually Impaired Social Club. This club has been run for many years from St Cuthbert's Church Hall, Wroxham Road, NR7 8TZ, and with the aim of providing a happy social environment for 2 hours on the first Thursday of the month between 2 and 4 p.m. Programmes of varied entertainment are included, after which members can enjoy a social time over sandwiches, cake, tea and coffee, and a raffle. The club is totally non-profitable and run by volunteers. Membership is £12 a year, with a donation of £1.50 each month towards the refreshments. A list of the year's entertainments is given to each member. If you would like to come along and find out about us and enjoy a social chat over a cuppa, you would be most welcome. For further information, please contact Marion Howes on 01603 408 758 or email marionhowes47@yahoo.co.uk. The next meeting is on Thursday, the 7th of September.
And that's all for Information Desk this week.